The Art and Industry of Business and Living podcast, discussing conscious choices around business, money, life and living, and creating a greater future for you and the planet. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Art and Industry of Business and Living. You are with me, moi, Simone Melissus, and Miss Francesca Fiantini.
Hi, Simone, and hi, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here again with you and
this
you
is,
guys.
This is the worldwide coordinator and the ex-worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness here together, which sometimes I think we have one brain.
Exactly, we share a brain.
So we are actually in Roma, Italy. I actually woke up this morning and I was like, God, I feel like I've been living in this hotel for a month. So much has gone on. And we've had some fabulous, fabulous classes here. We just did Global Bars Day here in, well, around the world, but we were based in Rome. It was absolutely amazing. I think you can still check out some of that on the Access Consciousness website. It's if you look up Global Bars Day, it was so brilliant. Next year it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I think we'll do the same thing again. And then we had a Choice of Possibilities class with myself, Brendan, Gary and Dane, which was phenomenal.
Amazing, phenomenal, truly.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened
except the joy, the happiness and the
change.
The change and the increase of ease in people's world.
Yeah,
that's something that, like, yeah.
If you're, okay, so even right now listening to this, would you be willing, will you, tap into the energy that has been created in the last week with Access Consciousness around the world from Global Bars Day and then doing this COP, that what I get is the level of receiving has amped up. It's like, have you noticed and will you acknowledge the amount of receiving that is possible in your world right now? Even if you have no idea what I'm talking about, if you just go, yep, I'm in, okay? I'm
cool.
In. Everything at that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So the topic that I wanted to talk to Francesca about today was kindness, which is interesting because it sort of goes with receiving. It definitely goes with receiving. You've got to be willing to receive to be kind as well. So let's start with this. It's like, what would you describe kindness as, Francesca?
Well, it's for me, kindness, it's, first of all, we talk about choice, right? You choose to be kind. You choose to be mad. You choose to be unkind. You choose to be whatever. And I actually got to this lately because for me, in the past was, oh, well, someone is kind or someone is unkind. But that's not true. And they always like address me as such a kind person. And for long, long, long time, I couldn't really receive that.
What couldn't you receive about that when someone was calling you kind?
I couldn't, because most of the time was like, oh, what do you mean I'm too weak? What do you mean?
See, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you have misidentified kindness as weakness?
Yeah.
And everything at that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pock, pot, all nine, short, spies and beyond.
I have a pock, potter! Yay! How does it get any better than that? So, yeah, because kindness has looked at as being a weakness.
It's been a weakness, and at the same time, you gotta be tough. While you are kind, you need to be strong in the world.
People are just gonna walk over the top of you.
Yeah, but then every time I was hearing about that, that wasn't really working for me. I'm like, yeah, I can be tough, I can be strong, I can be, you know, I can have an aggressive presence and still being kind.
Yeah. So let's go a little bit more into what kindness actually is.
For me, kindness, you have been talking about receiving, and it's basically being willing, for me, and I'm discovering every day, it's really being willing to receive all of you. And at the same time, you know, have you ever found yourself, Simone, seeing people beyond the facade that they be?
Oh, totally. Being a facilitator of Access Consciousness, it's like every single moment, it's like not listening to the words that come out of people's mouths anymore, but listening to the energy that they be and what comes out, what they be walking, talking, you know, in the world. It's like you can actually perceive so much about somebody. And also when you perceive that, it doesn't mean you have to do anything about it.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that you have to, please don't judge it. It's like being an allowance of it. Just because you have an awareness of where someone is functioning doesn't mean you get to say something about it. It's like, that's not being kind. For me, being kind is also the willingness to speak to what people can hear. So exactly. Some people, most people, lie to themselves every single day. And it's like, just because they're lying to themselves doesn't mean that they're actually ready to be truthful with themselves. So you pulling them up on that is one of the most unkindest things in the world.
And most of the time you don't even have, you have actually the opposite result you thought, calling them up with that.
Well, most people are going to go to confrontation and they're going to go to defense and defending their reality. And in truth, you should never have to defend your reality. You should never have to defend your choices.
So relating to what you just say, for me, kindness as well, like being aware and know exactly what is required in the moment for the people, for yourself and for the surrounding around you, even if the person in front of you doesn't really speak up about it. But if you know what's required, as you just say, do I need to, you know, create this confrontation with this person? Yes, no. Or why I talked before about the facade, because a lot of people are also presenting themselves as this tough, right, strong. But I could, for example, one of the ability I always had as a kid, they told me that I could see beyond that and might be like, melting them with just a, I don't know, like maybe, oh, do you need a cup of tea or do you need this? And they were like, how do you know that's what I wanted? That's a very simple thing. But it's really the fact of being aware of what move you will be today, like what action you will be today that will create a greater future. That's kindness for me as well.
So tell me when, because you have been labeled as, you know, one of the kindest people in the world, and it's very true. And as you said, for a long time, you didn't like being called kind because you were looking at it as a weakness. What changed for you and how did that change?
Well, it changed a lot because it changed when I didn't care anymore of what other people were thinking about me. That has been the biggest change. Because like for me, using and embracing and having the kindness in my life, that was make me happy. So I was looking at, oh, what actually make me nervous or uncomfortable about when they tell me I'm kind? Mm-hmm. It's all the judgment of others. How should I be or why should I be?
Well, it sort of locks you in then because it's like, oh, Francesca's always kind. But in truth, it's like you can be an asshole and you're still being kind.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I mean, Gary Douglas is, you know, one of the kindest people I've ever met in my whole entire life. And he can be such an asshole when he chooses to be, but he's usually being an asshole because he's being either kind to himself or kind to somebody else to get them to choose. Like, you know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about was the difference between kindness and being nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, exactly. So for me in the past was like, well, this person seems kind. Everyone said it's kind, but for me, it's not. Because there was this, the force of being nice.
Like an insincerity.
Thank you. And, my English is not as...
Your English is wonderful. Right,
thank you. Accurate. But it's also there was this force, this provement, this proof of, oh, I need to do this to be nice and kind. No. Kindness might be also having a very strong no. Now you have to stop it. That's kindness because it's basically what is required in that moment. But as you say about Gary, he doesn't really... Gary Douglas is really one of the most kind person in the world that can, you know, yell at you in a second and the second after doesn't even have any point of view about what he just said. So, because for me, like, I've been working and being in the hospitality world since I was born. My mom had an hotel. So being used to being around people and people from all around the world and that I might not even meet again in my life. And creating and being that kindness, gentleness on what the moment was required, always been created greater for me. And you, Simone, maybe I still have to learn more about what really kindness is.
But well, what I'm looking at is, what if from now and every choice that you made, you started asking questions about what would be the choice you could make from kindness for you and for others? Like even the place of like, what is choosing money through and with and as kindness? and everything at that is times a gazillion. We destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good and bad, fuck, bald, all nine shorts.
I mean, even if you bring up the topic of money, and you could do anything with this. You could put money in there. You could put business in there. You can put relationship in there, sex, bodies, whatever. Whatever topic is, you know, floating your boat at the moment. Yeah. Like, but let's use money. And it's like when you put money in there, it's like how many of you quickly have a point of view and you go to judgment rather than actually kindness with and as and through money.
Mm-hmm.
And everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate.
Yes. Right, wrong, good and bad, buck, bot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
So what if your choices were about the kindness that you can be to you and for you?
Whoa.
Everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate.
Yes. Right, wrong, good and bad, buck, bot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. That's interesting
because I get... Even us talking about this now is how many of you have been looking at kindness is supposed to be something that you always give out. It's okay. Like, oh, yeah. I've got to be kind to everybody around me. I've got to be kind to my family, my partner, my kids, my blah, 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 blah. And it's like, what if kindness actually started with you? So again, that process, what if your choices were about the kindness that you can be to you and for you? And everything at that is times of Godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And when someone that actually is choosing and it's, you know, itself, like since they were born, like have this, they are these kind beings, right? Or these kind people walking around. Most of the time when in life, they find other people or situation, they're a little bit tough. It's very challenging to choose for them. One of the things I was talking about lately with Dr. Dane here, this co-founder of Access Consciousness.
Yeah.
And I would say, look, lately I feel that I'm very aggressive. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I feel that I'm aggressive, not that I'm like yelling at people, but there is a, there is a certain demand in my world that's very different because, I mean, for me, it's like, stop bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the when I become aggressive. But is it truly aggressive or is it finally being kind with myself and say, sorry, this is not?
Yeah, and that's a place too that we talk about allowance because, exactly. you know, you can receive what somebody else is choosing, doing, etc., with no judgment. And then there's the moment that you go, you know what, enough.
Exactly.
And it's like, you don't get to treat me like that. And that's being kind to you. And it's also being kind to the other person because you draw the line. It's like, okay, you know what? No, this is not occurring. You don't get to treat me like that. You don't. If you're going to be a friend of mine, you don't get to judge me. You know, whatever is occurring. And it's the kindness to them that they can actually start to make a different choice too. And that's where I love the tools of Access, not like talking about not going to confrontation, but always putting something into a question so that every single person around you has choice.
Thank you, Simone. Because also how much just doing that little different choice or say, look, no, this doesn't work anymore for me. And being kind with you might actually be a greater example for people around you. And if they walk away, they will never come back. Thanks God that they did, because that's been probably the right, you know. But if someone will be, oh, why she's changing, why she's so different with me, might be that they will ask questions of themselves and change it. And that's actually occurred to me several times, like when I've been willing to be with this kindness but tough, I'll say, no, this is enough. Most of the time, I've been very surprised at the answer or the responses of people in front of me or the situation.
Yeah, because it becomes really truthful to them as well. It's like this, you got to be present with it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, kindness is telling people what they don't necessarily want to hear when they are capable of hearing it the way they can hear it. And that's what you're referring to. And everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
We're right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. And if you listen to the story that Francesca just told and the way that you have that strength and you have that courage to be present with what is occurring and how you talk to someone and how they get to talk to you or how they get to be with you. So kindness is telling people what they don't necessarily want to hear when they are capable of hearing it the way they can hear it. And everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what if your choices were about the kindness that you can be to you and for you? and everything at that is times a godzillion. We destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, ornate, shorts, boys and beyonds.
And everywhere, like, it's, I know it's not the easier thing to say, oh my God, what do you mean choosing for me? I have my family, I have my kids, I have my husband, I have my work. I am the last wheel of the carriage, right? Mm-hmm. That's, I don't know if they're an expression that they use in English too. That's what we use in Italian.
I think I know what you're talking about.
That's a very Italian expression. And what if there is no first or last wheels?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really like you and making the priority of yourself and being kind with you might also like include everyone else at the same time. Because that's what I actually learned more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one of the things now I'm talking with you, that when they told me I'm kind, now it doesn't bother me anymore. Because I'm first kind with myself before I was actually using and putting other people in front of me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's look at the money thing again.
Yeah.
And let's ask, what does kindness with money look like?
Well, kindness for me, now.
Right, and everything at that is times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, ornate, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what does kindness with money look like for you?
Look, kindness with money, it's not that I have to pet them all the time. It's really like being honest with myself. Mm-hmm. What I'm creating with money, having an awareness of my financial reality, and also know what I'm asking for the future too. So there is like a sort of past, present and future, they're all together.
Being aware of your financial reality.
Exactly.
I love that. So kindness with money is being aware of your financial reality. And the other thing I've noticed too is kindness with money is also that generosity of spirit. Like, you know, we got this taxi the other day in Rome and it was 10 euro. And the woman was so nice. She was so sweet and she was just easy. And I was with Gary and Dane and myself and Brendan. And we went, you're our favorite taxi driver so far, you know. And we've been in Rome a lot, you know. And so I gave her 20 euro and she went to give me change. And I was like, no, it's for you. It's 10 euro, you know, but it's 100% tip. And the look on her face was just like, what? And it's like, so how many of you decided that this generosity of spirit with money has to be thousands and thousands of dollars rather than 10 euro? And it's like, and I know it changed her world. And I know that you changed your daughter's world recently. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, my God. I knew we're there. Yeah, so it was New Year's Eve. She asked me for 150 euro in her bank account because she has to do a couple of things. And I say, okay, let's give her 250. Then when I did
let's be generous. Give her 250 euro instead of 150.
It's New Year's Eve. And then when I did the instantaneous transfer that I couldn't actually revoke was 2,500. And I didn't even notice. And then she called me right away. Mommy, you probably did something wrong. I don't know. I will give you back the money. It's fine. I said, oh, that's okay. And I used the tool. What is right about this? I'm not getting. Instead of getting. And then I went to you. We were all partying together at the castle.
And New Year's Eve.
And New Year's Eve. And you told me, okay, what is right about this? What will create? What will create in their world, in your world, if you give the money? And I asked a question, it was so much more. I could perceive my future greater just to say, you can have them. Doesn't matter what you use them for. You can buy a bag. You can keep them there. I don't care. And actually, it's true. Because, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying, because I noticed the change that occurred with Newt as well. There was like this relaxation in her whole body and being. And she was so grateful. And from gratitude, there's so much that can be created that is not cognitive and it's not linear. And I get that, you know, being kind with money and creating that generosity of spirit, where it could be with like anyone, like it could be with your kid. It could be with, you know, your partner or something like that. Or, you know, maybe it's someone's birthday and you just buy them some flowers or something that's really unexpected. Or maybe it's a homeless guy in the street and you give him 50 bucks instead of just walking by and pretending that he doesn't exist, you know?
It's funny because whatever you say, like now, the first thoughts for me that brings up joy was let to have the money. But then the second after was like the judge, you know, the judgment of, oh my
God. That's not what I should do.
They should do, you know.
That's a lot of money.
Exactly. But how many times we have the second of joy that with money as well, like, oh, that's good. And then we judge it because it's not what we are supposed to do.
Yeah. And here's the interesting thing is I happen to know you and know you well. And I've been hanging around with you, you know, for the past month. And now what I see occurs with generosity of spirit, and you can't be vested in the outcome with this. When someone has that generosity of spirit and that kindness with money, it ends up coming back to them like at least 10 times. And it's like, I mean, I know you just got bought a beautiful Pucci dress yesterday. So it's like, you know, and that was a total surprise. And someone was just totally honoring you because they're so grateful for you. And that's a generosity of spirit. It's like that, you know, there was a movie out years ago, something like Pass It On. And it's this whole, you know, if we were all being kind with money and if we weren't in judgment with ourselves with money, and we weren't in judgment of money itself, and we had this generosity of spirit. And like I said, even if it's just a dime, you know, anything, it doesn't have to be thousands of dollars. It's like, what could we create in the world with kindness, with money, if we chose more of that?
Well,
and everything it doesn't allow us to perceive, know, be, and receive that, and embody it and embrace it for all eternity, where you destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Well, let's do what energy, space, consciousness, choice, magic, miracles, mysteries, and possibilities can we be with and as and through kindness for all eternity? Whoa. And everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. You can put these clearings on a loop, do whatever it is you desire. It's like if you, this is the first show you've listened to, you go to theclearingstatement.com and listen to the wonderful, amazing Dr. Dane here talk about the clearing statement. But this shit works, basically. So what energy, space, consciousness, and choice, magic, miracles, mysteries, and possibilities can you and your bodies be with and through and as kindness for all eternity? And everything at that is times of God's setting, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What if kindness and generosity of spirit was no longer looked at as a weakness, but as a strength and as the possibility to change anything and everything on this amazing, wonderful, incredible planet?
Thank you.
And everything at that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, I'm going to run that process one more time. What energy, space, consciousness, choice, magic, miracles, mysteries, and possibilities can we and our bodies be that would allow us to be with and as kindness for all eternity? And everything at that is times of Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. You know that random acts of kindness? It's like, what if it was random acts of consciousness and it's not random? Ha ha, tricking you. It's like be kind to you today. If you were being kind to you today, what would you choose?
Yeah. It's also like, thank you so much, because what you just say, like, allow yourself to be kind. Allow yourself to be the kindness that you truly be and choose that. Because how many people really actually, I see that they haven't been really raised in the kindness, they haven't really been raised to allow themselves to be that. So just try for 10 minutes, for a couple of hours a day to just ask, okay, as Simone said, what energy, space, and consciousness can everybody be to, and possibility, choice, magic, miracle, to be total kindness.
Yeah.
And what did that will create?
Yeah, and how many of you have decided that if you're being kind to you, that you're being selfish and that you're choosing against someone or something else? It's like, nope.
And wrong. If you think about that, you might not be the one being selfish usually.
Yeah, being kind to you.
Yeah.
That is right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So Francesca Fiantini, you have some classes coming up too, don't you?
I have some classes I'm going to facilitate also with Emily Russell. I have a new catalog coming up actually on this specific topic with myself.
Well, we'll make sure that it's up online while this comes out.
Bitch of Kindness. That's the title from... Give it from Gary Douglas and amazing business and different classes. So
awesome. And people can find you on the Access Consciousness website.
Francesca Fiorentini.
Don't you love the way she says it? It's so sexy. Francesca Fiorentini.
And also want to acknowledge you, Simone. Thank you so much, because you are one of the strongest, more potent woman being.
What do you mean was?
No, you are. Did I? Did I say was? I'm so sorry. That I ever met. But, and I've seen like how people also were seeing you like as strong. So you were a bit scary to people.
Yes, incredibly intimidating and scary.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
But the kindness.
Still am.
That's cool. But that doesn't avoid you to be kind. And you are one of the kindest person I know, with this amazing generosity of spirits.
Thank you.
And great acknowledgement.
Well,
yeah.
I got to just talk to that for 1 second too, because being, you know, the worldwide coordinator of Access for 18 years, and now you are, it's like there's a lot of judgment that came my way. And there's a lot of judgment that comes up. And I never stopped creating what I was creating because I knew the judgment wasn't real. And the interesting thing is, most of the time when you hear about people judging you, it's usually people who have never met you, they've never chatted to you, or so briefly, and they've decided a whole bunch of things about you. And how many times, if you perceive someone judging you, do you stop being you because you've decided you are going to try and fit into the box of judgment that they've created, which is absolute bullshit and doesn't exist anyway. And everything at that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncreate.
Yes, please.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Never stop being you, never quit, no matter what that takes and no matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
Be all of you every single day. And if you don't have it already, I highly recommend Dr. Dane here's book, Being You, Changing the World. It's in a bunch of languages, but you know what? If you're listening to this, you obviously speak English. So, or otherwise, this is just really confusing.
And
right
if you
now,
don't like you know? Reading, there is the audiobook that's amazing.
If you're an idiot and you can't read, then you can get the audio. I'm kidding. Joke. No, there is the audio though. You know, driving along in traffic.
Yeah,
it's
lovely.
Like, be kind to you and listen to the Being You, Changing the World book. So, Francesca, thank you so much for
joining me
here in Roma.
In Roma.
Actually, next time I see you is in Rome.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yeah.
No, Hungary.
It's in Hungary before.
Budapest, Dublin.
Dublin, exactly.
Advanced body class in Dublin, Ireland.
But
yes.
I will spend the last of the month, you know,
exactly.
All together, actually.
I'm off to Vienna doing a relationship done different class with the amazing, wonderful, phenomenal Brendan Watt. And then I'm going home for a little bit.
Just a couple of weeks, though.
Yeah. Go
on
to the beach.
Very sunny,
it's gonna be
Australia.
Hot. It's apparently very, very hot in Australia right now.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
So enjoy.
I'm looking forward to the ocean. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget to go to accessjoybusiness.com and find a joy business facilitator near you. Francesca is a JCF. And go to a business done different class. You don't have to have a business to go. You can just have an idea or just wake up and have blood running through your veins and know that you actually desire to create something different and something more. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like us, share us, do all that sort of stuff. And until next time.
Ciao.
Ciao.